Well, happy Friday, y'all. I believe we may have some visitors with us today. So if you are visiting Hope College for the first time, we want to welcome you to this place. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome you into our worship space right now. And as you discern your future, we want you to know that we are praying for you and that praying that God would lead you to the right place. Well, you've made it through the first week of the second semester. It's the second Friday of the new year, and Christmas is over. The New Year's confetti's been swept up, and we are back to the usual patterns here at Hope. And so this morning we're going to dive into scripture, but that makes me think of one thing that I wanted to announce. Ladies, if you are wanting to be a part of a Bible study this semester, if you want a group of friends with which you can meet once a week to open up God's word and study the book of Matthew, I want to invite you to sign up for women's Bible studies. Super easy. Just go onto our website and click on the Bible study link and there'll be a way to sign up there. So I want to invite us now to open up your Bibles, if you have them, to the book of Matthew. We are studying the parables in Matthew this semester. And this morning we're going to look at Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. So open up your Bibles or turn them on how you like. And hear this good news. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, if a member of our church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" And Jesus said to him, "Well, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and his children and all of his possessions, and payment be made. So the servant fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And so out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him that debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii and seized him by the throat. And he said, 'Pay me what you owe.' But this fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me and I will pay you.' But he refused. And he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to the Lord all that had taken place. And then the Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother and your sister from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. Forgiveness. Granting relief from payment. Knowing that someone owes you something, but letting that go. Being hurt, but then releasing that offense. My baby cried for 3 hours last night, and I want to demand him, "Give me back those 3 hours." But instead, I say to him, "I forgive you." Or at least I'm working on it, okay? We're not there yet. Forgiveness sounds pretty simple, right? It sounds like a great idea, like a healthy thing for all of us to do. And Jesus makes it pretty clear in this passage that we've got to do it. We are required to forgive. But if we're honest, sometimes forgiveness is not easy. Sometimes it's actually pretty hard. broken hearts, broken relationships or marriages or families, broken lives, broken bones, broken futures or pasts. If you're the one who has been hurt by brokenness like this, sometimes forgiveness can seem impossible. So I want to look at forgiveness, but as we do, I first want to point out a few things that we need to clear up. A few things that Jesus is not saying here, some misconceptions that I want to name. Sometimes we think, well, if I've really forgiven someone, then I won't feel any of those bad feelings anymore. I won't feel that hurt, I won't feel that anger, I won't feel that mistrust anymore if I've really forgiven someone. Friends, this just simply isn't true. Sometimes those feelings linger. And sometimes when you think that they've gone away and you've dealt with it and moved on, they pop up sometimes when you least expect them, even if you've done the hard work of forgiveness. Sometimes we think that if I'm still thinking about that moment or that person or that offense, that means that I haven't really forgiven them. Again, this is not true. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Sometimes we think that forgiveness happens in one moment. It's a one-time decision, and so if you make the choice to say those words, then it's done and it's over. Well, this isn't true either. Forgiveness doesn't work this way. It's much more of a process, and sometimes that process needs to be entered into again and again and again. And lastly, sometimes we think that if we've really forgiven someone, then I should be able to be in a relationship with them. Again, it doesn't always look this way. Sometimes this isn't or shouldn't be an option. You see, these misconceptions, these expectations for forgiveness, they're really unrealistic. And in fact, I might even go so far as to say they're actually dangerous. To suggest that if we've forgiven someone, then we'll totally forget the hurt that they've caused us, or we'll stop feeling that pain, or we'll be restored into that perfect relationship again. It's just not a good understanding of how human relationships work. We have to be willing to think a little bit more complexly about forgiveness. Forgiveness sounds easy, but sometimes it's actually pretty complicated. Which might be why in our story, Peter is asking Jesus about it. You see, Jesus and Peter and the rest of this group of friends in this part of Matthew, they're all talking about how to live together. They're talking about how to do life together. And a big part of this conversation has to do with conflict, which I think is pretty interesting, right? Conflict for Christians is inevitable. It's going to happen. And here, Jesus is teaching us how do we handle conflict faithfully. And so right before this passage, Jesus is talking to this crew about restoring relationships with one another, about reconciliation. And I think it's important to notice that reconciliation and forgiveness are talked about in two distinct ways by Jesus. They're connected. They come one right after the other, and sometimes they happen together. But it's important to notice that they are distinct. Reconciliation and forgiveness are not necessarily the same thing. Forgiveness is something a little bit different, you see, because it happens inside of us. It's the way that my heart is turned. It's the way that my heart is oriented. Forgiveness happens when someone hurts me or offends me or there's a problem and I expect them to pay for it. But by God's grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, my heart is able to release that. And perhaps thinking about how difficult this is sometimes and how complicated it can be, Peter pipes up and he asks, well, certainly, Jesus, we need to do this sometimes, but not every time, right? I mean, what type of community would be if we went around forgiving people all the time? And so Jesus begins to tell this story. And the details in this story are pretty exaggerated, and they're dramatic, and they probably even made Peter chuckle a little bit, sort of like when you hear somebody share a story that's dramatic, you kind of laugh uncomfortably. Jesus paints this picture of a story of a servant who owes 1,000 talents. Okay, now keep in mind, one talent was equivalent to about a 15 years worth of wages. And so owing somebody 10,000 talents was an immeasurable debt, even for the most wealthy. And so in this story, after a significant amount of time of begging and pleading, the king eventually simply forgives this servant of his debt, every last penny of it. And so the servant gleefully walks out of the king's court and he runs into a friend who owes him a couple bucks. And he grabs this friend by the throat and he says, "Pay me what you owe." And the friend begs and pleads, much like the servant just did. But the servant refuses to forgive. He holds on to that debt in his heart tightly. And then when the king hears about how this servant has acted, he tosses him in jail. Jesus warns us, if we in the Christian community refuse to forgive our brother and sister from the heart, this will be our same fate. Choosing to forgive can feel like imprisonment sometimes. And so Jesus encourages us to do the hard work of forgiveness. Not saying that we'll forget everything, not saying that we won't feel that same hurt, but Jesus tells us we need to do the hard work of forgiveness. Okay, so how do we start? And this is where the parable answers that question by starting with the good news of the gospel, that God loves us immeasurably, 10,000 talents worth, forgives our debt. And because we are forgiven people, because this is part of our identity, we then are called to forgive. We must realize that we are shoulder to shoulder with every human being, even those that have hurt us, all in the same need of God's grace. And when we take on the humility of this place, like the servant didn't have in this story, we find ourselves able to forgive. And so today, this Friday, may you go in peace, knowing the gospel and reflecting it faithfully to a watching world. Amen.